Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Robert Lyon, Chief Operating Officer and General Counsel for Arix Biosciences, ARIX ticker. Rob, thanks for joining me.
Great to be here, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and you've got your results out. Impressive set of results. So we'll go through them in a bit. We'll dig into the figures and all that stuff and what to look out for in the coming months. Before we do that, Robert, for people not familiar with Arix Biosciences, could you just give a brief summary as to what the company's about, please?
Sure. So Arix is a transatlantic biotechnology venture capital firm. We're headquartered and listed here in London on the Stock Exchange. Our business is building and investing in the most exciting life science opportunities that we see in Europe and North America. To date, we've built a diversified portfolio of these businesses, and they're developing new treatments for patients in areas of high unmet need. This has the potential to deliver transformational results for the patients and also superior financial returns for us as an investor.
Excellent stuff. Okay, like I said, good results out, impressive figures there. Could you just give us some key headline numbers, Robert, please?
Absolutely. So 2020 was obviously a very strong year for us. Our net asset value over the year increased by 62%. So that went up from 202 million at the end of 2019 to 328 million at the end of 2020. That's equal to £2.42 per share. During the year, we also realised 158 million of cash. So this was primarily driven by the landmark exit of Velos Bio, which returned 139 million of cash to our balance sheet. This return has helped drive the internal rate of return on the portfolio since its inception in 2016 to 32%. It's also left us with 174 million of cash on the balance sheet at year end.
Wow, that's going very well. And you mentioned that the acquisition of Velos Bio, undoubtedly the highlight of 2020, and you mentioned that it returned 139 million of proceeds to Arix. So how much did you originally invest in that company then, Rob?
So originally, it was just under £12 million, and we did that in two rounds. So we led the Series A into Velos in October 2018, but then also invested further capital in the Series B in June 2020. As you say, it was sold at the end of last year, and it was sold to Merck for $2.75 billion in cash all up front. So that exit turned our original £12 million investment into 139 million of cash, as we say. That's a 12 times multiple return on our money in just over 2 years.
Nice. And Velos's proceeds significantly increase in Arix's capital pool. Can you expand on the use of the proceeds and how much capital is committed to the current portfolio, Rob?
So absolutely. As mentioned earlier, we've got 174 million of cash on the balance sheet at year end. Now, of this, we've committed £9 million to existing portfolio companies, and that'll get drawn down over time if they meet pre-agreed milestones. We've also reserved a further £35 million, and that's to support existing companies that we're already invested in, where we anticipate there may be future financing needs. However, as you can do the calculation, this still leaves a very substantial cash pile, which enables us to provide flexible long-term investment to new investment opportunities. This privileged position also has a great advantage in making us a very attractive investor, and that is evidenced by the very strong pipeline of opportunities that we're continuing to see.
Yeah, yeah. And you've significantly reduced OPEX. Can you recap the OPEX for 2020 and the annual run rate for 2021 and beyond, please, Rob?
Absolutely. So as you say, there's been significant reductions in OPEX over the last year. It was running at £8 million on a net basis in 2019. In 2020, we got that down to £7 million on a net basis, although that did include several one-off exceptional items. Going forward in 2020, we're now then looking at a net run rate of less than £5 million. Given our current NAV, this works out about 1.5% of NAV. Going forward, we do expect there may be some increase in the cost base as we build out the business to take advantage of the Velos proceeds, but we're committing to keep this cost base below 2% of our net asset value.
Understood. Okay, and outside Velos Bio, what were the other sort of key portfolio highlights of 2020?
Well, there were quite a lot of successful progress in the portfolio from a number of companies in 2020. Key ones I'd bring out are Harpoon, which is a NASDAQ-listed oncology company. They've now got four programs in clinical trials, and there's encouraging early data in their lead programs. Another highlight would be Artios, which is another oncology company. That's earlier, but has now moved into the clinical stage. We're the biggest shareholder in Artios, and we're very excited about the potential in that business. Another key progress was seen in Atox Bio. That's a later stage company. And so it's actually reported final data from its stage three pivotal trial. Atox is developing a treatment for necrotizing soft tissue infection, which is a very nasty infection. And one of the reasons we're very excited, and we know patients are very excited, is that Atox's drug will be the first treatment for this infection if it's approved. They've managed to move forward and submit an application for approval to the FDA in the US, and we're expecting a decision on that by September this year. And then more broadly, the portfolio collectively raised over $500 million in fresh capital in 2020. So that leaves all of our companies well funded to develop their programs and reach potential value inflection points during the period. As well as this progress within the existing portfolio, we were also very excited to add a new company to the portfolio, 12bio. So this is a Denmark-based gene editing company that we've founded and funded. It's run by Christian Schetter, our managing director, as the chairman, and we have a 49% stake in this business.
Okay, cool. And can you tell us some of the now key catalysts to look out for in 2021?
Certainly. So we've got across the portfolio 21 clinical trials that are expected to read out this year. So there's multiple opportunities for key catalysts to come through. Ones I'd highlight are Harpoon, as I said. They've got multiple trials reading out, and there are actually four phase 1-2 trials in a variety of oncology indications that we're awaiting data on. Imara, which is another one of our largest holdings, is also going to have a key trial readout later this year. That's phase 2b data for sickle cell disease and beta thalassemia, and we're awaiting that with keenness. Another key point, as I've already noted, is Atox Bio. So September this year, we're expecting the FDA decision on approval for their lead indication and the drug for treating necrotizing soft tissue infection, which will be a very exciting moment for us, the company, and for patients.
Yeah.
As well as these existing trials, it's worth noting, of course, there are going to be new trials that are going to be initiated during the period. So Logic Bio and Artios are both moving into the clinic during the year. And although it will then take a while for those trials to read out, moving into the clinic is actually a really important stage for these companies. And it's a validation of the hard work and capital that has been deployed into these businesses.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Rob, well, listen, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button. So if you could, you know, people are liking the sound of this but are not yet following the company, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Arix Bioscience to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. Well, firstly, I'd say on a macro level, healthcare and life sciences in particular is a great sector to be in. From our perspective, it offers the rare combination of being both a defensive counter-cyclical stock, but also has the potential for really extraordinary returns, as we saw with Velos Bio during the year. Secondly, I'd say that as well as this focus on delivering superior financial returns for our shareholders, I would remind investors that what we're doing here is deploying capital into companies that are bringing much needed treatments to patients. This has the potential to dramatically improve their lives and potentially save lives as well. And thirdly, within those two sort of macro points, I'd focus down on Arix ourselves. We offer a really unusual ability for investors to access a diversified portfolio of investments in this sector. We have an expert team that selects and manages these investments, and it is available to all types of investors through our public listing, enabling everyone to join us in bringing these treatments to patients and delivering superior returns for investors.
Excellent stuff, Rob. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Great to speak, Justin. Thanks very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.